110. A View of the Colosseum by Orville Dewey. On the 8th of November, from the highland, about 14 miles distant, I first saw Rome. And although there is something very unfavorable to impression in the expectation that you are to be greatly impressed, or that you ought to be, or that such is the fashion, yet Rome is too mighty a name to be withstood by such or any other influences. Let you come upon that hill in what mood you may, the scene will lay hold upon you as with the hand of a giant. I scarcely know how to describe the impression, but it seemed to me as if something strong and stately, like the slow and majestic march of a mighty whirlwind, swept around those eternal towers. The storms of time that have prostrated the proudest monuments of the world seemed to have left their vibrations in the still and solemn air. Ages of history passed before me. The mighty procession of nations, kings, consuls, emperors, empires, and generations had passed over that sublime theater.